And now this is a dictation for Kay, K-A-Y, Crispin, C-R-I-S-P-I-N, June 6, 55. Address as a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kasnin, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, 842-1110. Dear Scott, follow-up for K, chronic kidney disease, last visit August, underwent lumbar surgery, Dr. Adams, A-D-A-M-S, at Saginaw, October, without any complications. She's wearing a brace. Pain and mobility has improved significantly. There was severe anemia, probably operative, as there was no gastrointestinal bleeding, did not require blood transfusion. Hemoglobin dropped from 13-14 down to 7. She was very fatigued, no energy, that is slowly improving. She did require large amount of saline for low blood pressure, but there was no heart attack, no sepsis, no pneumonia, no stroke, no vein thrombosis. Review system negative. Blood pressure at home is running high, 150s over 90s. Presently takes lisinopril 30 milligrams, propranolol 120. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. On physical exam, blood pressure was high, 148/96 right-sided, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, December, anemia 12.1, normal kidney function, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, elevated alkaline phosphatase, other liver function test normal, present GFR better than 60. Normal calcium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Kidney function presently normal, although historically has been creatinine 1.2 to 1.4, representing GFR around 46 stage 3. Clinically not symptomatic, monitor chemistries over time, blood pressure poorly controlled. We discussed different options. We chose to go HCTC 12.5 milligrams. We will update magnesium, sodium, acid base, and potassium a few days after. Our goal blood pressure in the 130 over 75. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Other chemistries are stable. Follow with neurosurgeon, physical activity per surgical recommendations. Plan to see her back in 6 months.